Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.
America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 310.
Hour 2, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN. A number you want to be a part of the program. You would think after a, 25, 30-year record of illegal immigrants aided and abetted across our border and processed and released and free Biden phones and free Biden transportation, that maybe they would have taken steps to start the process of enforcing the laws of the land. No, they do just the opposite. We now have, according to the Border Patrol data, there was more than 239 apprehensions at the border last month in May. That is the highest number ever recorded. And as we speak, we have to date the largest migrant caravan on our way to the U.S. And I'm reading all these articles today, and what do I see? But their plan is, we got to figure out ways. Here's one article. The Department of Homeland Security is eyeing other Texas sites for migrant housing. Rather than enforce the law and say, sorry, you have to come in legally. I mean, we had this big election down in Texas. We now have Congresswoman-elect Flores. And it's a district that was Democratic for 150 years. It's a border town. And all of a sudden, it flips Republican. And it's a 30-point swing, Democrat to Republican. You would think just for purely political, practical purposes, that these guys would open their eyes and realize it is pissing people off. And then, of course, the free Biden phone and free transportation, not enforcing the laws of the land, the cost associated with all of this, dumping so many illegal immigrants, transporting them into obscure airports in the dark of night, not the early morning, as Jen Psaki had claimed, and preferential treatment. You had the kids in cages with COVID in the middle of a pandemic. There's no COVID testing. There's no vaccine mandates. We're not doing any background checks to see if there are radical associations. We're not doing any means testing to see if people will be able to take care of themselves. No, we're just building out more unloading zones so it's not so obvious to the country exactly what it is that they're doing. Now, I support immigration, legal immigration. And if any one of you listening to this program were responsible and were doing the things that Joe Biden and his administration and his Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas were doing, you would be arrested and you would be put in jail for human trafficking. This is, speaking of Mayorkas, this is him talking about the U.S. is enforcing border laws. He's just flat out lying. Listen.
The United States continues to enforce its immigration laws. Individuals and families should not put their lives at risk by taking the dangerous journey only to be sent back. The restrictions at our southwest border have not changed. single adults and families encountered will continue to be expelled where appropriate under Title 42. And those who are unable to establish a legal basis to remain will be removed. The U.S. Border Patrol already is managing numbers at historic levels due to large movements of people fleeing violence, corruption, poverty, climate change, and other hardships. And numbers could rise further from confusion over recent court orders and as smugglers continue to peddle misinformation to make a profit. We are prepared. The Department of Homeland Security is executing its comprehensive whole-of-government plan to manage current and potential increases at our border in a safe, orderly, and humane way, consistent with enforcing our laws. We are also deterring irregular migration south of our border in partnership with the Department of State, other federal agencies, and nations throughout the Western Hemisphere. The bottom line is that U.S. borders are not open.
The bottom line is everything he said is a lie because all the people are getting in and they get their phones and they get their free transportation and they get their preferential treatment. How do we know? In large part because of the great investigative reporting. Sarah Carter has been down there repeatedly for our TV show and also reporting here on radio. Also with us, Tom Homan, former acting ICE director. Now a Heritage Foundation visiting fellow. Sarah, you've been down to the border. You've been basically living down there the last year, going back and forth and back and forth. You've been with the migrant caravans. You've experienced all of this. Is anything Mayorkas said there true?
None of it Mayorkas said is true. I mean, he has completely lied, Sean, from the very beginning. I was there all last week, you know, for your show. And it's the same, if not worse, than I saw the week past. This is incredible. The fact that he isn't even being held in contempt of court for what's going on, it's absolutely stunning to me. I mean, I got to tell you this, Sean. We have seen those numbers increase, but not to the extent of the fear that many people on the House Intelligence Committee I'm talking about Republicans, have said, like, with last month's increase in numbers of people on the terror watch list. In May alone, they nabbed 15 people that were listed on the FBI's terror watch list. That brings the total number from October to 50. So they got 15 people in May, bringing the total number to 50 of people that are directly connected to terrorism. So not only are we seeing a humanitarian crisis, Sean, and one lie after another coming out of Mayorkas' mouth, but we're also seeing a very severe, and I'm sure Tom Homan can talk about it, national security crisis at that border like
we've never seen
before.
Listen, I pray to God I'm wrong, but that almost is pretty much a guarantee. If you have people on the terror watch list, that they're going to set up terror cells here in America, and we're going to be attacked on our own soil because of our open borders policy. That's just, it's this simple math to me. If you allow that many terrorists that hate America into the country and allow them to get in illegally, it's going to happen. It's not a matter of if it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen. Tom Homan, your take.
Well, you're exactly right, because under the Trump administration, when we had illegal immigration down to 83% to 90%, that created a situation where all the Border Patrol agents were now on the line. They're vigilant. They're arresting people. And you look at the 4 years under Trump, we arrested an average of 3 people off the terrorist watch list. 3. If you look at Joe Biden, they're at 50 in a year and a half. And that's what they arrested. Now, you add to that the 800,000 gotaways, recorded gotaways based on camera traffic and drone traffic. How many of the 800,000 on that terrorist watch list? Border Patrol has arrested people from 161 different countries. Many of those countries sponsor terrorism. If you don't think a single one of the 800,000 came here to do us harm, then you're ignoring the data. This is a huge national security issue.
And, you know, if I was responsible for doing this, Tom Homan, and you were the acting director of ICE, what would happen to me? What if I was down at the border and enabling people to cross illegally into the country? What if I then gave them a free phone? What if I gave them free transportation? What if I drove them from one state to another? What would happen to me?
You're guilty of alien smuggling. You're guilty of sex trafficking. We lock you up. We prosecute you. And that's what's sad. This administration, in my day, when I was a special agent, they had to hire an alien smuggling organization to get my relative to Chicago. And they pay him to get him to Chicago. Now, you only got to pay the smuggling organization to get him to the border. because the Biden administration will get them the rest of the way at taxpayer expense with a free airline ticket paid for by the U.S. taxpayers. It's absolutely a criminal issue. And look, I just got done testifying in Houston against the Biden administration. I was the immigration expert for the state of Texas. We just beat them on the ICE priorities because Secretary lied on what you said. The Secretary said we're enforcing immigration law. No, you're not. You decapitated ICE. ICE has the lowest numbers of arrests in the history of the agency. Now, we just sued to get ICE back to work. And within 24 hours, the Department of Justice appealed that decision. They don't want to enforce law. If they want to enforce law, they listen to federal courts. And Sarah made a great point. We won against Biden administration five separate times. Remain in Mexico program, the Title 42 program, the ICE priorities. And every time we've won, they've appealed. So they have proven they don't want to enforce the law.
You know, I look at this, Sarah. So now you're going to go down and you're going to catch up in the coming days. We now have the largest to date migrant caravan making its way to the U.S., and it seems to be building every day. How many people do we estimate will be a part of this?
Well, we're looking at over 15,000 people, Sean. I mean, and I would say much more than that. What they've done is, it's very interesting. They've tried to break up the caravan, thinking that the majority of the public won't really pay attention if they break up the huge bulk of people walking towards the border. So they got the visuals broken down. But what the Mexican government has done is basically hand them a piece of paperwork, gives them 30 days to be in country, to remain in country, to work in country, and it allows them enough time to reach our border. And that's where we'll see the group come in. That's what we saw last week. Groups of 300 to 400 crossing the border, many from Venezuela, many from Honduras, from other parts of the world. There were people from Ukraine. There were people from India, and they're moving across from Yuma all the way down to the Del Rio sector. We've seen them pouring across.
Well, that's what I heard. So what they're doing is they're breaking up the locations of entry as well, not only separating, in other words, not only attempting to make it look smaller than it really is, but then they're breaking up into groups, and you're going to enter at this point of location. The next group will enter at another point of location, and they'll just spread it across the entire border, which, you know, we already have Border Patrol troops that are overworked, undermanned, and exhausted.
Exactly. And what they're doing is they're busing all those people, Sean, into the interior of the country. So, you know, when we say over and over again, and you've said it on your show over and over again, the border is not just the border. It's every single state in our union. The Biden administration is ensuring that. And just like Tom Homan said, this is taxpayer dollars. They're taking all of these folks. They're approving them. They're giving them their credible fear applications approved straight through Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They're letting them straight into the country. They don't even have to bother to see a judge. And they're just shipping them into the interior of the country. And by shipping them into the interior, they're hoping that the focus will then leave the border and spread it across the country. People won't notice it as much. But 800,000 people, just known gotaways, that's a lot of people. That's more than the state of Alaska. That's more than the population of the state of Wyoming. That's more than the population of Vermont. And it's about the size of Seattle. So that's just the known gotaways. That's not the millions that have already been apprehended, already been taken at the border, have already been processed and released into the United States. And it's a direct national security threat to our country. And I think that's what terrifies me the most after being on the border all these past few years covering the story for you, is that we really don't know who came into this country, and they are not properly vetted.
Quick break. More on the latest of this, what is now the largest migrant caravan to date making its way to our borders. Sarah Carter and Tom Homan. We'll have more with them on the other side. We continue our coverage. Investigative reporter Sarah Carter and former acting ICE director Tom Homan are with us. We now have the largest to date migrant caravan making its way to the U.S. and the southern border. And our resources and manpower are stretched so thin, Tom Homan, that they don't have any time or any availability to stop the drug traffickers as we're getting larger and larger amounts of drugs and fentanyl and heroin just crossing that border. It's never been easier for drug smugglers to get their goods into this country.
Exactly right. Here's what the Biden administration has done. Like I said, during the Trump administration, when illegal immigration had a 40-year low, Border Patrol was on the border. They were vigilant. They're arresting people. Not a lot was getting by. What's Biden done? With creating this crisis up to 70%, 70% of mortgage rates are no longer online. And what's the result of that? We have a historic high in sex trafficking of women and children. We have an historic high in migrant deaths in U.S. soil, 700. That never happened during the Trump administration. We have a record number of U.S. Americans dying from drug overdoses. DEA says 95% of the fentanyl comes through the southwest border because it's wide open. So the Biden policies are killing people. People can say what they want about President Trump. I actually think he's the greatest president of my lifetime. Doing this job for 35 years, he did more to secure the border than anybody. So I ask you this. Mm-hmm. For those who want to call Trump policies inhumane, how many women didn't get raped? How many children didn't drown? How many migrants didn't die when the border's under security? How many U.S. Americans didn't die of drug overdoses when we had the border locked down and that stuff wasn't getting by? President Trump's policies not only protect our sovereignty, protect our security, he saved lives. The Biden administration opened this border up, and we got thousands of people dead. We got cartels making billions of dollars. We got record amounts of drugs coming across the border. He has created a travesty, and what the saddest thing is, they did it on purpose. They took the most secure border in my lifetime. We handed them the most secure border ever, and they unsecured it on purpose. The first president in the history of this nation who came into office and purposely unsecured a border.
Unbelievable. Give you the last word, Sarah. We got about 30 seconds.
Well, the sad thing is, Sean, and they have no intention of fixing it. So it's going to be up to the American people. It's going to be up to the American people come November. It's going to be up to the American people in 2024. And it's going to be up to the American people to contact their representatives and say that no more, because it's getting worse. It's not getting better. And we're going to see more deaths, unfortunately, not just at the border, but across our country as soon as the drug cartels continue to amass fentanyl and bring it into our country and allow these terrorists loose. So, I mean, there's nothing else we could say but what Tom Homan said. You know, the only thing we can do now is pray that that border gets secured.
All right, we'll have full coverage. The largest caravan to date on its way right to our borders. And, of course, preferential treatment, free phone, free transportation, no vaccine mandate, and no COVID test. Amazing. Thank you both for being with us, Sarah Carter and Tom Homan.
Liberals nuts. Sean Hannity is back on the radio right now.
All right, 25 till the top of the hour. Glad you're with us on this Monday. A lot of news, a lot of stuff going on here. Mike is in Long Island in New York, listening to the all new AM 710 WOR. What's going on, Mike? How are you?
Sean, it's an absolute pleasure to finally speak with you.
Pleasure's so mine. Happy. What's going on? Where in Long Island are you? And don't say the Hamptons, please.
No, I'm right next door to where you live in Floral Park.
Oh, great. I know the area. That's where I used to tend bar at the Merry Peddler. Remember that? Remember Shank?
Oh, I do.
And what's that? What's the Italian restaurant? Umberto's, right?
Oh, that place is still there.
That place is amazing, right?
It's reliable. It's always reliable.
It's reliable. I don't know if that's a five-star review, but go ahead.
Well, that's what Donald Trump always was. He was reliable. You know, Sean, if I could, I just want to get one thing off my chest. On November 3rd, 2020, at 10 o'clock, we know the patterns of elections. The election was over. He had already won Florida, won North Carolina, won Ohio, won those things probably 2 hours before he did in 16. So I've been wanting to get this off my chest. There is no way he lost that election. And there's no way, knowing what's going on with Joe Biden, that he had 80 million people vote for him. Yeah, probably 30 million.
81.
Votes. Yeah. And
look, there is this disdain and hate of Donald Trump that might have upped his number. But 81 million, that much more than Obama. Here's my biggest problem with all this is we didn't obey the law. We did not. States that have laws that allow partisan observers to watch the vote count start to finish weren't allowed to watch. You know, when you have a state constitution like they do in Pennsylvania that spells out in great specificity what the conditions are to vote by mail And rather than go through the arduous process of amending your constitution, you had Pennsylvania state legislators decide to just, well, we'll do it the easy way, the unconstitutional way, and we'll just pass a law. And then laws that were broken in Wisconsin, as laid out in a stinging dissent by the Wisconsin Supreme Court's Chief Justice in a 3-4 very close decision. And I'll paraphrase, unless and until the other four justices are willing to follow the law, then this will be happening again and again. It was for a Chief Justice in a state Supreme Court to say that about his colleagues, that's pretty rare.
And everything you just said is 100% spot on. And I'm just going to tie it into Joe Biden right now. He had dementia and Alzheimer's way back when he was doing the primaries. And now I blame every politician, I don't care if you're a Republican, an independent, a Democrat, to allow this man to continue to run this country with the type of dementia that he's suffering. And it's not funny. Whether you like the man or not, he is suffering with Alzheimer's and dementia, and I agree with nothing he does. But for us to allow him to continue on, and every politician who's in office to allow this to happen, is a disservice to every American.
Mike, who's been pointing out from the election, and I was the first to just say what everybody else knew. You know, I'm not going to make a medical diagnosis and say he has Alzheimer's. So I'm not going to make a medical diagnosis and say he has dementia. He's a cognitive mess, and he's weak, and he's frail. And, you know, we saw it on display again this weekend, you know, falling off your bicycle. Yes, it can happen to a normal person. Absolutely. But he's weak. Here's the thing I am having a hard time with. Everybody around him knows, and I know people around him that I've talked to. You know, I have sources everywhere, and they're telling me, and I'm quoting them, that it's far worse than what you're seeing on TV. Because remember, he might do one public event a day. That's it. They are hiding it. They're hiding him. And that's why they're on pins and needles every time he opens his mouth. And those people, enablers in one sense, that, you know, who in Joe Biden's life gives a flying rip about him that they're pushing him every day to do this? And all he wants to do is stay in bed and you know, eat some pudding and maybe take a walk and say hi to the neighbors and play with the dog. I don't know. But
cruel.
It's
I think it's cruel what they're doing to him. It's not right. It's not right for the country. And you know what? Let Kamala Harris take over. Who cares? We have to have somebody who can actually think straight and let her.
I don't know what's worse. Kamala Harris, the giggling vice president she has equally bad word salads. And I think she's cognitively, you know, where she's always been. And then you got Nancy Pelosi as herself struggling cognitively and weak and frail. I'm like, we're screwed look, here's the bottom line. For 2.5 years, we're screwed. The best thing we can do, it's a two-step process. And the first step is in November. And then the next step is going to be in November 2024. We get that done, we can save the country. If we don't, God help us all, because it's going to suck. Anyway, man, appreciate the call. Thank you. Let's say hi to Charlotte, South Carolina. What's up, Charlotte? How are you? You voting for Tim Scott, the senator? He's up this year.
Yes, sir, I am.
Great, great man. Like Tim a lot.
Yes, sir. The reason why I'm calling, I called you last week, and I wanted to make a statement. The situation with the young kids and students being indoctrinated at the schools, the parents have to take some of the onus of this too. The parents have not spent their time sitting down with their children at the kitchen table doing the homework with them and looking at the curriculum. But that being said, this is very easy to slide in all of this indoctrination, the harassment of alternative lifestyles, because the parents, for whatever God-given reason, have chosen to let the schools take that part of their child's life over. So this is where we're at.
Charlotte, I agree to a point, but here's where I might disagree gently with you, okay? Is everybody is so busy. You know, the idea, I will tell you, when my kids were growing up, based on my schedule, and I was always in New York City, and I had a long commute every day, I didn't have time to attend a school board meeting. I was on TV every night at 9 o'clock. A lot of parents, I mean, I don't know many people that work 8 hours a day anymore. Most people I know work 12, 14 hours a day and many even more than that. So it's like, okay, you shovel coffee down your throat, you get your kids off to school, you give them lunch or lunch money, whatever you're going to do. You go off, you put in your 12, 13, 14 hours of work, you come home, you help them with the homework, you have dinner, you know, throw something together fast, boom, macaroni and cheese tonight, guys. Okay, boom, go to bed, you know, read them a book, it's say a prayer, and start it all over again the next day, wash, rinse, repeat, right?
I'm going to have to disagree with you, because that farmer who works 14 to 16 hours a day, his father helped him when he didn't want that child to run that farm. He spent the time to do it, to sit at the table and say, okay, what do we have to get done? That single parent, she found a way, like Dr. Carson's mother. She had a fourth grade education. And
I'm not saying that there are ways you can't, but also these are different times in this sense.
But life, you know, the government is taking
60 cents of every dollar we make.
Maybe so. But now we have all this technology to make life easier, and parents have checked out because they're so into their lifestyle on social media. They are not into their lifestyle of their children's education. It's not the school is there, of course, but you're the parent. You give up something to make sure that
I'm not disagreeing with you. And many parents do show up. And what is the consequence of that? Now we got an FBI looking into whether they're domestic terrorists because they don't want CRT taught in school or gender identity issues taught to first graders?
Before this was revealed, 10 years ago, parents were not participating. They chose to go to the travel football game, the travel soccer. Some things you just are not going to be able to do when it comes to your child's education. Case in point, our daughter went to private school from K-3 to 12th grade. It was not easy financially, but we made a choice. My parents made the same choice. And we had to do it. We made the sacrifice to sit down. So he took third grade. I took fourth grade. We made the sacrifice to be involved. Just because she was in private school, people think it's a bubble. You still have a curriculum that you want to make sure that things are intact, and you don't want any surprises coming up and say, well, what are you trying to teach my child this for?
I'll take this out of what you're saying. It's important that parents ensure, whether the school district is doing it or not, that they involve themselves enough in their kids' education to make sure they stay proficient in these very vital, critical subject matters. That's why I'm all about, okay, we spend more per capita than any other industrialized country with the worst results.
And we have less. The kids
focus on the basics.
The kids are not able to compete. And one of the reasons why the children are not able to compete, because the life is easier. Okay, your days may be longer, but they're longer because you're choosing to do certain things that make your days longer. And what
two-thirds of the country is living paycheck to paycheck. They don't have much of a choice. They're just trying to survive right now. You know, these are very tough and about to get tougher economic times for people. And I'm not saying there aren't ways. Look, one of the ways I dealt with it is I hired tutors. I hired really good people that, frankly, were better capable than I am anyway at teaching, you know, hard science classes and hard math classes to my kids. And I just insisted that they do it. Now, my parents sacrificed like yours did. And I went to Catholic schools for 12 years. They could barely afford it, but my mother worked 16-hour shifts every day as a jail, being a guard, so that education could be afforded to all of her children. And unfortunately, you know, there's a rub. I mean, there really is. You know, the other thing I did with my kids is I provided athletic opportunities. They're two pretty good athletes, and, you know, I tried to provide that for them. And I devote all my weekends, and I got off the road at some point because I realized that my kids needed me more than me being out on the road. I had to get off. Anyway, Charlotte, we could talk all day. God bless you. I hear what you're saying. We've got to be responsible for our own kids, definitely.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Gold Co. at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Gold Co. at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, well, departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as seven firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, let's get back to our busy phones. We have not spoken to Mo, the New York liberal, in forever. Mo thinks I'm the most dangerous man in the country, or used to. Maybe I'm not anymore. Mo, how are you? Maybe I'm more dangerous than ever. What do you think?
Sean, you're my wonderful friend, and you've evolved into one of the leading spokespersons for your, what should I call it, your beliefs, yeah. Which I don't agree with, not a penny. And, you said to me last time, if I was really dangerous, I would have got Trump elected. Sorry, there aren't enough of you to get that man ever elected again. But
be careful about predictions. They have a funny way of coming back to bite you. Listen, there's an ebb and flow to political seasons. There was no stopping Obama in 08. There was no way it was going to happen. It was a phenomenon that took off, and we'll see what happens. I'm taking this election by election. We're in the midterm cycle now, so I'm focused on that. We'll see what happens in 2024. But you don't seem as hostile, Mo. What happened? Am I making more sense to you finally? How are you enjoying your $5-6 a gallon gasoline, Mo? Are you enjoying that? How are you enjoying going to your grocery store and paying those high prices? I bet you're happy.
Sean, I'm rich. What do I care? And I don't drive a car anymore. I hire cars, and
So you're rich. So let everyone else eat cake. Is that your feeling?
I think.
What a really compassionate liberal you are.
$9 a gallon, so we get rid of these monster things that are polluting our air. But I'm not going there, Sean. I'm so delighted to be on the air with you. I was raised by a single parent. My father was killed on the job when I was 2 years old. In 1952, we were left destitute and poor. And by God, I did everything. You know, Sean, I took
college. Wait a minute. If that's the case, why don't you show a little more compassion to the rest of the country that can't afford $5-6 a gallon gasoline? All because of your radical environmental climate alarmist religious cult friends.
Yeah, if it was really happening, boy, you'd really be ruined today. We're not doing anything that we should be doing. But
why don't you agree with me? We ought to be energy independent again. Why don't we do that, Mo?
No, I disagree with you. We ought to use up all those Arabs oil so they have none left, and then we have our own.
Oh, okay. That's so let's go kiss the ass of the crown prince, the pariah nation crown prince. Suck up to the Iranian mullahs that chant death to America, and let's beg the murdering dictator thug in Venezuela. That's a genius idea. Mo, I don't know how you thought of that.
No, Sean. Let's just throw money at them and take their oil. That's the way it is. And then we'll have all ours when it runs out, because, you know, we're going to be the last ones to change over from our...
We are stupid to be doing business with these people when we have more resources than we'll ever need for hundreds of years.
Well,
I got a roll. Yeah. I miss you. I wish God blesses you every day of your life, but you are out of your freaking mind. And at least you didn't call me dangerous today and say that. Remember, Linda, you always call me the most dangerous man in America. How am I the most dangerous
man? I mean, he's been a caller for a very long time. He has said a lot of things, but I got to say, I love the oldies and the goodies. Mo's one of them.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Gold Co. Gold Co. is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. It's time that you purchase the Less Lethal Burner Launcher. I love this. Now, listen to this. The story from Marvin, a Special Forces veteran. Now, Marvin fired his burner from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, plenty of time for the police to arrive. It is legal in all 50 states. There's no background checks required, and it's shipped right to your front door. Just go to their website, check out their videos, byrna.com/Hannity, byrna.com/Hannity, and you'll get 10% off.